First reading comes from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
I'm reading from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying.
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And here we have the unexpected. The crucifixion was so unexpected. You know, on Friday we met here and we reflected on God's unexpected love, demonstrated through Jesus' death on the cross. And we hammered hearts into the crosses you see at the front now. And now this. The body is no longer there. The tomb is empty. Empty. It's hard to explain. It appears that Christ is risen. How can this be? When do we come across an unexpected day? What do we expect in the gathering this morning? What do we expect in our week, at work, at home, in our weekly rhythms, anywhere in our lives? How do we react to the unexpected? Now, we know this story of Mary and the empty tomb. We know what to expect from it, as we know what happens next. But Mary didn't, and this was all so bewildering for her. Mary Magdalene has 12 mentions in the Bible across all four of the gospel writers, more than many of the apostles. She appears to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus, who travelled with him and was a witness to his crucifixion, his burial, and now his resurrection. She came from Magdala, and hence Mary Magdalene, and she helped provide material support for his ministry. And Mary's mission this morning was to give Jesus a proper burial according to the customs at the time. But Mary finds an empty tomb. This is chaos on chaos. First Christ's death, and now the body stolen. How do you deal with all this? And so she ran. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple. You know, unless you're a runner, and there are a few of us here, and I'm not one of them, when do adults actually run? Perhaps we can feel the emotion or the urgency here in this running. Peter and John run back. Typically, Peter rushes in first, finds the tomb cloth still in their folds. The resurrection had physical aspects. The other disciple, whom we assume was John, saw with his own eyes and believed. Seeing is believing. Mary is left by the others. She's crying and weeping, confused, distraught, in grief. Her master taken away. She wanted to do the right thing, to prepare her Lord's body for burial, and yet she fails because there is no body. And then, as Mary is crying, Jesus shows up. He appears unexpectedly, in an unexpected way, as a gardener. Jesus identifies himself by calling her name. Her name in Aramaic. This is special. This is warm. They greet each other by name. When Jesus and Mary greet each other, there is a joy that she now knows. Mary went to the disciples to tell them the good news. I've seen the Master, and this is what he said. Mary is the first evangelist, the first to tell the good news of the resurrection to the world. There's nothing like fresh, first-hand evidence, and this is what she has to offer. She shared the good news with her community, the people that she loved. Jesus told her to, but I suspect she couldn't have helped herself. Her joy would have overflowed. She couldn't help but tell others. Christ is risen, the unexpected. What are the unexpected in our lives? Perhaps a change in plans, an unexpected loss, an unexpected sickness, something new, or our own weakness, our sin. And what is our response? Do we show anxiety? Do we run? Do we tell someone like Mary did? When we see, we believe. When we see God in our lives and around us, we're more likely to believe. Sometimes we cry like Mary did. Life is hard. Loss is hard. Failure runs deep. We cry. We weep. Where is God in this? And then Jesus shows up unexpectedly. Where do we see God in our lives and in others? Sometimes we don't recognize God at first. Often Jesus turns up in unexpected ways and places. And Jesus greets us by name. As Mary turned, so we turn to Jesus. And as we turn, we find forgiveness for those things in our lives that separate us from God. Mary shared the good news with her community, with the people that she loved. We're to share the good news with our communities. What does that look like for us? In the way that we talk to others, the way that we communicate on social media. Mary's world was broken open when Jesus called her name. Our world is broken open when Jesus calls our names. Jesus is alive. We are forgiven. It's a new day. There is a brand new future. It is a seriously surprising story. The resurrection was not expected. Jesus was present in the unexpected for Mary. Jesus is present in the unexpected for us. And today we celebrate the unexpected. Christ is risen. He is risen. Let's pray together. Father, Creator God, we are amazed at the narrative this morning. The tomb is empty, the totally unexpected. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence in the unexpected places of our lives, in loss, in change, in our weakness or in our tears. We are so grateful that you call us by name and break open the world that we know for a new day, a new future. Holy Spirit, help us to see God in our lives and in others, in the unexpected places. Help us to hear your voice, to turn towards Jesus, and to tell others in our communities the good news that Jesus is risen. We believe in you, Lord God, as our God three in one. We believe in the resurrection, that Jesus, you rose from the tomb, and we rejoice in the unexpected. Christ is risen. Amen.